If you could join me. Save TAFE, sack TAFE.
Education unions have joined forces in a three-week campaign against large cuts to TAFE institutes in Victoria. The first stop was Mildura, where around 80 people gathered on campus to rally in support of Sunny TAFE, the largest education and training provider in northwest Victoria.
We are more than happy to campaign for the next 2 years if we have to make sure that this government actually pays for what it's doing to TAFE.
Greg Barclay is the acting vice president of the Victorian branch of the Australian Education Union.
Sunraiser TAFE have been the first cab off the rank, I suppose, where they've actually told people that their jobs are no longer required. We do know that over the next couple of weeks, most of the other institutes will be doing the same, and also declaring the courses that won't run anymore.
26 positions have been made redundant here in the northwest of the state as a result of the cuts, which have stripped $3 million from Sunny TAFE's budget. Carol Inglis has been working in the TAFE's library for 20 years and says the cuts will decimate support services.
People have perhaps emotional or financial or medical reasons that are interfering with their studies, and if you don't have those support systems, we lose a lot of students.
Do you know how these services will be affected at Sunny TAFE?
Well, at the moment we unfortunately have lost one staff member.
In the library?
In the library, yes. So we're... It's personal, yes.
The process has also become increasingly political. Today, Federal Minister for Tertiary Education and Skills, Chris Evans, weighed in on the debate, holding an emergency meeting with TAFE directors that led to a joint call on the Victorian government to reverse its cuts to public education. Speaking on ABC local radio, Minister Evans said the damage to TAFE institutes would be enormous.
I'm particularly concerned, as I say, about regional Victoria, because I think they just don't have alternatives there. If the TAFE's not to providing courses, nobody is.
Emma Crozier, who studies business administration at Sunny TAFE, agrees.
If people can't study in a class at TAFE, they'll choose not to do education at all. You know, some people don't have the option to go to university, so we're going to end up with a lot more people that don't have qualifications and a lot more unemployment.
The prospect of unemployment is fast becoming a reality for David McDonald, who has been made redundant over the cuts, although neither he nor his wife Debbie blame the institute for the decision to let him go.
Their managers have treated us so well. They've made the process as easy as possible. They're helping us as much as possible.
And we don't blame them at all. So
you look forward to having an employer like that once in your lifetime, and I guess I've had mine now.
So you don't blame your employers?
Not at all.
Just no. The government.
Our employers believe in public education.
The Australian Education Union's Greg Barclay also blames the state government, who he says opened up the system to too many private providers.
The government should have been more interventionist. It should have been more concerned about the supply of training rather than opening up the market to anyone who wanted to do a course anywhere.
I guess in the Baillieu government's defence, that was a Labor government who set up this system.
Absolutely. Look, the previous Labor government did introduce the schools reform policy that makes all of this possible. It's pushing it too far to say, look, sorry, the Labor government set it up and we've inherited it. They could have brought in caps, but they actually like this system. Minister Hall have been talking about it's very similar to buying washing machines. Now, it's outrageous to think that you would compare education and training to the purchase of a washing machine or white goods. It underscores the real intent of this government is to basically allow free markets to operate in education and training.